Joining us on the line this morning is our Senator, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Hey, so how many shutdowns have you been involved with over your government career?
I don't even know. I think my third year in Congress when President Clinton was president, the Republican House, Newt Gingrich shut the government down. I don't think anybody even knew the term government shutdown. And now it's always a member of Congress that's doing his little political talking points. This is the first time that a president has done this. I mean, to hear the president, the commander-in-chief, say, "I'm proud to shut the government down," is just unbelievable. I mean, he's in charge of running this operation, and every few hours now, another Republican turns on him and says, "We've got to open the government up." So we're going to do that at some point. It's just there've been the damage to our economy, the damage to people's lives, the squeeze for everybody from NASA employees to the food workers that serve the food in the federal building is just embarrassing and shameful.
The center point appears to be the wall. Do you oppose the cost of a wall or the wall itself?
Well, I start with what I'm for, and what I'm for is good border security using technology, helicopters, personnel. That's what we're doing. There are fewer people crossing the border illegally today than there have been in year. I mean, we're seeing it go down, not go up, so there's not a crisis. The wall is if the president would get $5 billion, now he'd come back for $5 billion more. I mean, this would need $30 billion to build. It would take years, and it doesn't work the way that other border security measures work. And I know the president promised a wall, but I also know he promised the Mexicans would pay for it. So he's already broken that promise, just the way he broke the promise that he wouldn't cut Medicaid and broke his promise that he'd put American workers first when it comes to Lordstown, when the executives were first, not the workers. So I guess I'm not shocked by this, but it breaks my heart because I've met with a lot of these workers that they're not going to get their paycheck tomorrow or Saturday. A lot of them are talking to their bank. They're talking to their landlord. They're talking to their car dealer that's got their loan through for their car. I mean, it's tragic for no reason.
Over time, we've often heard people from both parties talk about immigration reform. Can you give us any kind of specific example of an immigration law or policy you would like to see changed?
Yeah, a number of things that you do. First of all, you find a path to citizenship. I mean, first of all, if people want to become citizens and they're living here, they've got to pay any fines and go through the process to become a citizen. And my son-in-law came here as a 10-year-old refugee with his parents to flee violence in Central America. He went through the process. He has a mother have a green card. They're all contributing members of society. His mother's been a nanny for 30 years. So that's the process. That's the way we should do the path to citizenship. You need good border security. You stop the policy of taking children away from their families at the border. You speed this up so that people that are fleeing violence and fleeing domestic violence or fleeing drug violence in other countries get a shot to come in here if, in fact, they can show that they are fleeing that violence. But you need to work over time for legal immigration and encourage. It's what the country was built on. And we've had bipartisan efforts to do this just 3 years ago, 4 years ago. All kinds of Republicans and Democrats were working together on it. It fell a little bit short. The House didn't want to do it at that time, and I think the House would do it now. So we have the opportunity to do that. That should all be part of this. But we need to open the government now and then work on these issues.
Is it focused totally on getting the government back up, or are there other things that are still being done within the House and Senate?
I think we should do nothing but that. And I've urged leadership in both parties to focus only on that. Get these negotiations, open the government. You remember, before the president threw his temper tantrum and said, as commander-in-chief, he said, "I'm proud to shut the government down," but he is the commander-in-chief. Before that, around that time, we passed a bill with 100, every member of the Senate voted for it, that would have kept the government open. The vice president promised a group of Republican senators at a lunch that the president would sign it, and the president changed his mind because talk radio went after him, and he's been dug in ever since. We can do this bipartisanly. That's what we're seeing starting to happen now with increasing numbers of Republican senators saying we've got to vote to open the government, and we'll vote to do it. The House will vote president vetoes it, we'll have to override the veto and reopen the government. It's a hell of a way to do it, but I don't see any other way now.
Are we going to get this done in January? I mean, I don't...
Oh, I sure hope so. I think it's terrible for these families that I flew to Washington on Monday, as I always do, and I left her home early and went and talked to, at each gate, talked to TSA agents, and their anxiety levels are going up. There, a lot of them are talking to their bank or their landlord about asking for a break because they're not going to get paid this Saturday, even though they're working. The anxiety levels go up. I saw them doing their jobs well, but over time, I don't know what happens there. We're seeing now food inspectors cut back by the president because the government shut down. So we're seeing people not be able to get mortgages now because of the FHA, all the kinds of services that people don't think about, plus the contractors around NASA and the 800,000 employees. I mean, it's just nonsensical. There's just simply no reason to have done it.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk again
sure.
in the
week. We'll do it again.
Thanks very much,
Jerry. Thanks. All right. Thanks.